The Penthouse. Return of the Senses.
Dragonfly. Concupiscent mechanical grooming drone. An application making wives smile everywhere. The interweb. Best upside.
I enjoy melding philosophy with sitting anonymously in my underwear.
I still fit Splinter into a broken mayonnaise jar. Sitting hands clasped on the fast table like an alien vegetable listening to newts speaking cockroachian into plastic appendage echo chambers fashioned by the hands of an amputee. And it's only Tuesday. There are grinning possums etched into post-Orwellian wallpaper, appealing to my bitter angels. Postpartum repression by concupiscent gollywogs, exposed penciled architectural vaginas tuned to be flat dinosaur horns, tongues on fire, taste bloody spit flowing through sharp teeth like warm milk. The butler wears plaid. On the transistor monkey tube, the four cricket ears are singing. Home for the holy rod drooling festival. Impeccable harmony, like warbling birds with a few beaks, rubbing cum-stained cocaine on hot puce-colored gum, trimmed like Barto's. Slick mustache, smile in the mirror, become the reflection. Deflect oblivion because this drama shit is too predictable for even me. Porcupine abstract chairs from Taiwan, paid by ties on Argonaut sweating foreskin, tied like an Oxford marital aid, pissing boots. I concoct the best sentences necessary for doom, exposure, and a smattering of polite applause. Pause, listen, Abel, clap. And twirl a doll's eye, glued to a perpetual shoelace. Hail Harry full of grapes, will it be my mane? Babysitting winos who never meant any harm. Hello, Bob! I remember you from backwards. Untold horror during Candyland. During Candyland. Candyland. Anything can happen during Candyland. Someone has stolen the last gumball, not tied down. Sage needs burned. Gods need appeased. Possums need pleased. Don't fuck with the powers that be.